Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Table Talk with T and Ronan. So thank you for everyone for joining us tonight. I see everybody coming into the chat room. Ronan, are you there?
Ball-headed hoes. I see some
really?
Ball-headed hoes.
Is that the remix?
Yep.
Hell no. Well, anyways, I hope everybody's doing good tonight. I had to, like, really get settled in. I called in, like, with 1 minute left. I just sent you a text message, Ronan.
CP time.
Ronan was like, call into the show. I was, like, busy doing some stuff. It's been a really hectic week for me, so I haven't really been Facebooking or tweeting or doing nothing like that. It's just been a lot of nonsense I've been dealing with YouTube and a few other things. But, anyways,
so...
What'd you say?
Speak on that.
What, on YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
See, Ronan be knowing all the back-end stuff because I tell Ronan everything. But, you know, it's just been a bunch of mess with, like, YouTube. I'm fighting for, like, a lot of my videos. They've been trying to pull down some of my videos. And, you know, they're tripping on all this copyright stuff and, you know, just different things. Like, when you see TMZ or anybody else, they're able to use news commentary, they're able to use footage in their reports, and it's okay, and other YouTubers are too. And it seems like with me, I'm constantly getting harassed, they're constantly trying to pull different things and, you know, trying to pull my videos, fighting to keep them up. I'm to the point now where I'm really, like, on the edge if I want to just keep doing YouTube or if I just want to say fuck it, you know, because this is really, it's more of a hobby to me. It's something I enjoy. This is not my main source of income, even though bitches want to send me emails talking about, you know, I need to get a life and I need to find a job. I do have a job. I have a full-time job. On top of that, I'm a mother. So it's frustrating because I'm just the type of person, it's like, you know, we all have different things that we value. Some people value money. Some people value family. One thing I value, one thing that's very important to me is that I value my time. And I know the time that it takes to, one, record, come up with the script, come up with the storyline, you know, get the footage, edit the footage, record myself. Just for me to make 1 6-minute video from start to finish, from the time I write up what I'm going to say. A lot of stuff I do right off the top of my head, but I just, you know, write down a synopsis of what I want to talk about, you know, what key points I want to hit. So from the time I do that to the time that I record to the time that I edit to the time I have to wait for it to render, from the time it's done rendering, then I have to run it through Handbrake. From the time it's done with that to the upload time on YouTube, it will take an hour to an hour and a half for one video. So when I'm putting up 6, 7, 8 videos at one time, and then I have to deal with YouTube, you know, tripping off of this, people flagging my shit, people complaining about stupid stuff, I'm just to a point where I'm really, really just tired of it. So I don't know. I'm just really trying to debate, you know, what I want to do. And then on top of that, I got guys harassing me, had a guy threatening, wanted people to rape me, you know. So, and then he sent me a nasty email on my fan page about wanting to rape me with an AIDS-infested dick. I don't have time or energy, you know. So I'm just like, I'm really trying to think to myself, like, is it even worth it for me to put, you know, to even do it anymore? Because at that point, there was a point in time where it was fun. And now it's irritating because it's one thing to have to deal with trolls, but it's another thing to have to deal with YouTube's bullshit. So it's just, it's not the same and it's not fun for me. You know, I love all the people I've gotten to meet along the way. I've met a lot of really cool people. I've gotten to know a lot of folks over the years and stuff like that. But I guess that's, like Ronan was telling me, that some of the things that happen as your channel grows and you get more people who run across your videos, you're going to deal with more weirdos and more trolls, and, you know, I'm going to be scrutinized more by YouTube as far as, like, my content, my editing, things like that. But I'm just really frustrated, you know, and I just need to take a break from the Internet. So that's why I haven't really been tweeting. That's why I haven't really been on Facebook. You know, I've grown up a lot. Not just on YouTube, but, like, just in real life. You know, I've grown up a lot, so it's just, like, you know, I don't fight no more. You know, I don't have the energy to fight with people and argue and go back and forth on a consistent basis. But I'm just to the point, it's just, like, if you don't like me, if you don't like my shit, just don't watch. It's not that hard to just say, oh, there goes that kooky bitch. Let me not click on her videos. Like, I don't understand, like, how hard that is for some people. People will continuously watch just to come and complain about some shit. are just to take offense to every fucking thing, and then what they take offense to, then they feel like they have the right to complain to YouTube about. So I don't know. It's just been a lot of mess. Thank you, Ronan, for allowing me to spill my beans on Blog Talk Radio.
I mean, the thing is, like, if how I honestly feel is if you allow these, if you allow the functionally retarded to run you off YouTube, then you must get used to the idea of running from yourself for the rest of your life. Because, again, like I said, everything you put out there is genuine. You put in hard work. That's how you fight. You fight with your mind and you fight with your opinion. So, again, allowing them to sit there and silence you because they don't like what you say or it hits too hard at home or it makes them, you know, look at themselves and really take accountability for what they say and do, fuck them. I mean, you're just being honest. And if being honest is a crime, then be the best criminal you can be. So stop worrying about what they say and do. They're going to do stupid shit. You look at everything on World Star Hip Hop and all these different types of mediums to where they get do anything for attention, even at the sacrifice of their self-esteem and their pride. So while you're living your life and documenting things and telling your thoughts and feelings about the crazy shit that happens and educating other people, you think about the other people that would be missing out on your commentary on for the sake of these motherfuckers. So that's
right.
Why I say, like, when they get mad.
And I understand what everybody's saying, and I understand what you mean, too. And it's like, I don't want to, you know, because, I mean, out of, you know, let's say 100 comments, probably only, like, 10 are bad. The other 90 are, you know, positive. You know, and I always try not to focus on the negative because the negative will drive you crazy, you know what I'm saying? So I do, you know, I am grateful for the thank yous and I am grateful for the support, you know what I'm saying? But then sometimes it's almost like, you know, it's hard because it's like, okay, I do the content, but then I only get, like, you know, maybe 80 thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, so the content doesn't get out there as much as it needs to, and then you just have these random trolls. Like, I just get so tired of the trolling. It's just like, leave me the fuck alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not my life. Like, I don't just sit. Like, so for some people, YouTube is their life. That is their main moneymaker. They have no other skills outside of YouTube. That's not my case. You know what I'm saying? I work every day. I'm at work early. You know what I'm saying? I do so much outside of YouTube, so it's like, this is just, to me, it's more of a hobby, something fun. And it's becoming not fun anymore. And it's not just because of the trolling. It's because I'm not saying that they're going to run me off, but it's more because of YouTube itself. YouTube is pissing me off. Because one thing to have to deal with trolls, but then it's another thing to have to deal with, like, you know, their backwards policies and how it's cool for certain YouTubers to use certain, you know, contents and it's cool for certain YouTubers to do this, but then with other YouTubers, it's not okay. And I hate the unfairness of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is just what's frustrating because it's like, y'all don't pay me enough to deal with, you know, harassment, threats, everything else. And then on top of that, I got to sit here and fight with y'all to monetize my video or to not pull my video down or, you know, I have to write y'all long emails about why my video should stay up because two people are offended that I said bald-headed bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is just so frustrating to me because it's like I don't have time to keep emailing and corresponding back and forth to YouTube because in that hour they took me to type up the email, do what I'm going to tell them. I could have been spending time with my kids, real talk. And I think that's the part that's frustrating me more is dealing with YouTube.
Well, it tells you, like, personally, with YouTube, with its backwards politics, then you have to take your message elsewhere, possibly. Like, even when you do Blog Talk Radio, they know better than to call on the show and, like, start shit with you because they would get their heads cut off and shut in their ass cheeks. So this is what they do. Some people were meant to make a difference, and some people were meant to spend the rest of their lives licking toilets. So you're not going to please everybody, no matter how,
right,
whatever tone. You can even use the nicest commentary to, like, you know, all flowery language, which I despise, and still you're going to have someone show their ass and say, well, you know, fuck you, you're trying to be like Oprah or whatever. It is what it is. I mean, you got some people who are upset because you are doing what you do naturally, and you're getting, you know, attention naturally. You don't have to do any extra stuff. You don't have to get on a camera wearing dental floss or popping mollies and doing stupid shit. And they do. So they can't walk the way you walk. They can't talk the way you talk. They can't convey messages like the way you do, like we do. So just be you. I mean, I understand, like, you want to – you get frustrated with YouTube. YouTube is YouTube. It's become another form of social media gentrification, if you want to think about it.
All right.
So, they're allowing all kind of silly-ass characters to say what they want to say. We've seen porn. We've seen racist videos and all kind of stupid-ass shit out there. No flags whatsoever. But anybody who's on point with commentary and doing what they're doing, you popping mollies. You know, again, we get flagged. We get talked about, you know, get harassed and everything like that. No one does anything on our behalf. So, again, they're doing what they're doing for a reason. But you cannot stop with your message because there's while you're worried about what these living abortions are talking about, you got to think about what kind of difference you're making in the lives of others who are listening.
Right. I feel you.
We'll talk about that later.
Me and Ronan talk about everything. Like, even when we don't do a show, like, Wednesdays, and I don't do a show on a Wednesday, me and him will still be on the phone talking for, like, an hour or two. I'm like, damn, we could have just did a show. You know, it's crazy. You know, I needed a break. It was just a lot that was going on these past few days, and I just needed a break from everything. But I did want to get on Blog Talk Radio and, you know, talk to you guys and stuff because I'm pretty close to my Blog Talk Radio audience because it's a lot smaller audience than having to deal with, like, 32,000 subscribers, whereas with Blog Talk, it's, you know, it's more intimate. But I'll be all right. You know, I'll be all right. I'm just frustrated. It's just a lot of stuff, you know, like I said, between YouTube harassing me and fucking trolls trying to rape me. I'm just like, ugh, it's just irritating. But anyways, so we wanted to talk about the whole situation tonight about the dude in Florida who has slipped his girl the abortion pill. That story is jacked up. He slipped her a pill and she ain't even know it. So he slipped her the abortion pill. That's my real rock condition.
It's fucked up.
So basically it's come out now that the chick is a stripper. And he didn't want to have a kid with her. He just wanted to have a good damn time. And she ended up pregnant. And I believe that she possibly got pregnant on purpose because he does come for money. His father owns a fertility clinic, and they're well known in their South Florida area where they're at. And basically what happened is that she had told him he was pregnant. She went to his father to get, you know, tested and get checked out and everything. And so then he comes up to her and says, well, my dad said that you had some type of bacterial infection. You need to take this pill so that way you can get rid of the infection. So she takes the pill, and about 20 to 30 minutes later, she starts having really bad cramps. She starts bleeding, and she ends up miscarrying the baby. So she runs to the hospital, and they run some blood work on her, and they find out that she was given an abortion pill. And he did admit to giving it to her. So this has raised a lot of questions. A lot of guys are talking about, you know, reproductive rights and things like that. And that's why we wanted to get the discussion started on here, because we kind of talked about it when we had the feminist show. And basically people are saying that men should have more rights. You know, it's not okay. Bill Nerd is saying, what is an abortion pill? Is it a Plan B pill? And let me kind of break that down. It's not the same thing as a Plan B pill. You know, I know in the video I was like, he slipped her a Plan B pill and she ain't even know it. That was just to be funny, but it's not the same thing. So to all the people sending me stupid emails talking about, you said Plan B pill, it's not the same thing. Duh. The Plan B pill is basically emergency contraception. Let's say you have unprotected sex or you're having sex with a condom and the condom breaks. You can go to the, Walgreens, a local pharmacy, and you can get an emergency Plan B pill. And I believe you don't need to have insurance, and you don't have to tell your parents. You can be any age, or maybe it's 16. I don't know. It might be age 16 and up. But basically, you take the Plan B pill, and it's supposed to do something to your system so that way you don't get pregnant, and it has a 99.9% chance of working. An abortion pill is a pill that doctors can give you if you are before 5 weeks gestation or something like that? Because I think, like, after, or is it further than that? I want maybe it was 9 weeks. No, I think it's 5 weeks. Because a girl's only about 2 or 3 weeks pregnant. Right. You have to be really, really early in your pregnancy. So, like, before, I want to say between 5 and 9 weeks, you can take the abortion pill. Anytime after that, they have to literally go in and abort the baby with the instrument. So that's the difference between the abortion pill and the Plan B pill. An abortion pill is going to make you cramp and then push the baby out through the pill. So that's the difference for all those who were emailing me upset. So anyways, on this, so what did you think about the whole situation? Should men have some say if a woman gets pregnant and they did not want the child?
I believe so. There's a lot of individuals who abuse that privilege of having the baby against the guy's wishes. Some to legally extort money, other ways to get back at the guy. I mean, again, it's like a lot of times in those situations, it's not for the child's benefit. But again, in this situation, this dude did make a choice to hook up with a stripper. And I'm not sure if he wore a condom or not. You know, that's speculation. But again, it goes back to common sense over condom sense. And you think about if you have sex with someone, you have to look at that person like, would I be comfortable in a situation like what he's going through? If she happened to be pregnant, would I be cool with it? Most people don't think about that. But the fact that he went and you slipped the abortion pill, you know, to get her to have a miscarriage in spite of, you know, everything, that's foul on his part. Even though we have no intentions of what she had with the baby itself. But to actually go out there and do that underhanded type stuff, that was wrong on his behalf.
Right. And Camera Lady is saying that the Plan B pill, you need to make sure that you take it within 72 hours of your accident, quote unquote. And I agree, you know, he was fault for definitely, you know, giving her that pill unbeknownst to her. That was definitely wrong. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of guys feel like, okay, if a woman gets pregnant, even if you don't want the baby, she can still have the baby. And if you do want the baby, she can still turn around and say, no, I don't want to be a mother and go get an abortion. So with guys, they feel like they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. So a lot of guys were even saying on the video, there should be an option for guys. Now, let's say you happen to get the local hood rat pregnant. You don't want to have a baby with her. It was just sex. So now she's pregnant with your child. A few guys are even saying that it should be an option where if a guy does not want that child but the mother still wants to go through with the pregnancy, being that it's her body, then that's cool, but they should have the right to waive off parental responsibility.
Yeah.
Because technically you wanted the baby. I'm not in love with you. I don't want to have nothing to do with the baby or you, so I want to waive my parental rights. So they're saying that guys should be allowed to, you know, basically wash their hands of the situation, and if she wants to be a mother, she can go on about her business and be a mother. What do you think of that?
Those are legitimate suggestions. I mean, because, again, like, it goes back to intensity and intent. You know, if this person doesn't want anything to do with the child and she still wants the baby, then she should be liable. This is her body. She should be liable, okay, take care of the child herself. I mean, they sign the rights away, and it's out there, but it's seldom used because, again, some just want a safety net financially. So, again, I say those suggestions are legitimate, but we have to really look further into those because there's some factors that we don't even.
Because you're right, you got some dudes who are just deadbeats.
Yeah, some just are.
Because
and
unless
you know.
Said the dude won't take advantage of the situation. Right? Because let's say it's a dude that's notorious for just knocking women up. Look at Desmond in Tennessee. Desmond, I forgot his last name, Hatchet. Desmond Hatchet, the man with 21 kids. Would have been fair for him to tell all of those 17 baby mothers that he just, you know, that he should just be free to wash his hands of the situation? So when do we say enough is enough? Is it cool for him to wash his hands of one baby mama, but then he has to take care of the next one regardless? You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. Like, where do we cut it off at? If we're going to say it's cool for you to do that to one woman, are men going to be able to take advantage of that and do that to every woman that they happen to get pregnant? There's a lot of stuff that people got to think about. And so Lacey in the chat room was saying, what's wrong with finding that special person so that way you don't have to deal with all this mess? And Camel Lady saying that there's nothing wrong with that, but in most instances it's not realistic. And that is very true. You know, like I said, especially I think as you get older, you have to look for certain things, and this is what I want to stress to the younger people, but I know a lot of times when you're younger, you don't think with your head, you don't think with the right head, you think with your body parts. And if you're with a girl or you're with a dude, and he's not about shit, and it's just basically a sex thing, he can screw and she can screw, whatever, you still have to think in the back of your mind, what if I get pregnant by this person? Because it's a real possibility. When you're sleeping with somebody for a year or more, there's a very big likelihood that you're going to get pregnant. I don't know if it's something like your body starts to get comfortable with that person or what it is, but I know it's been documented that if you're sleeping with the same person for at least a year, 9 times out of 10, you can and will get pregnant by that person if you guys are not taking every precaution. Condoms are not 100%. I got pregnant with my second son when I was on birth control. I was on birth control pills, and I took my pills, and I still got pregnant. So people saying, just take the pill, and, it's on the woman to, take the contraceptive, and I did. I only wanted one kid, so I made sure to take my pill, and I still got pregnant. So me and the pill, I can't take a pill no more. And I did something a little bit more drastic, but, so that way I don't get pregnant, because I don't want no more kids. I'm cool with two. But birth control is not always 100%. So even if you're using a condom, even if you're using a pill, somebody can still get pregnant. So what you got to ask yourself is, when you're having sex with somebody, and especially if you're not really taking birth control, if you're just, using a pull-out method, just being lazy with it. You take a pill every other day or, just stupid shit that teenagers do or young people do. You have to ask yourself, is this person worthy of being my baby's father or my baby's mother? Yeah. Can this person be a good parent? If the person already has four kids by four different women, why the hell would you line up to be the fifth and then be shot when he don't take care of the child? If the girl's a hood rat and she got three kids by three different people, she don't know how to cook, she don't take care of her kids, the kids are off with the grandmama, why would you mess with her raw? Or why would you, why would you even lay down with her and have that potential of, getting her pregnant? So that's something that we have to ask ourselves. Look at everybody trying to guess my damn birth control. Yay! Man, is it that T-shaped thing that lasts for 10 years? Somebody else is like, is it the Mirena? Yes, I'm on the Mirena. Good God, y'all are nosy.
All up in your business.
Oh, my God, y'all are all in my business. Yes, TT's on the Mirena. I've been on the Mirena. I got a new one, 2 years ago. I've been on there ever since I had my second son. They gave it to me when I was, he was 2 months old at the time. So, everybody's going in the chat room. When he was 2 months old, they put me on the Mirena because it's safer. I had got blood clots before from the patch and almost died. So, I'm very limited on the type of birth control I can take. I can't take anything with a strong hormone base. So, the patch, the whatever shit you stick on your skin, that almost killed me. So I can't take that. So they had me on low-dose hormone birth control, and I still got pregnant. So the only thing that's worked for me, yes, is the Mirena. So I've been on that now for almost, my son is 7. So you have to change it out every 5 years. So I've been on the second batch of Mirena, whatever, the second one, for the past 2 years, and I got 3 years left, so. Yep. Guys wanted to know. It just right down with inside lovely tea is exposed. Shut up, Ronan. Oh, my God. Somebody said, Camel Lady said, do you know if there's a natural birth control, certain kinds of herbs? Baby, I can't take no chances.
There is a natural birth control.
I'm not trying to have no more kids. I can't. My pregnancies are too high risk. My last one, it took me a lot to have him. I went through hell them damn 9 months. I went through a lot. So, yes, TT is on the Mirena. Thank you for blasting me. Yeah. I can't over and guess what I was on? I was like, it's pretty drastic, but it's not as drastic. I thought they were going to say, did you get your tubes clipped? And I was going to do that, but then they said they didn't want to because I had two boys. They're like, in the event you might want a girl, and at that time I was only like 23 or so, I don't know, when I had them. So they were like, they didn't want to, you know, cut my tubes, whatever the hell that's called, tie my tubes. And so they're like, you know, you have two boys, they would only tie it if I had a boy and a girl. So, or if I was over the age of 25. And because I wasn't and because I had two boys, they didn't do that. So they put me on the Mirena. And for me personally, I think the Mirena works. I have not gotten pregnant at all. And, I mean, even though I did go 2 years without sex, but, you know, even in that time frame, you know, I never got pregnant on the Mirena. Keep my fingers crossed. And I haven't had no issues with it. You don't get fat. It's a lot of benefits. So, I don't know. All the guys are like, at first I thought you had your tubes tied. Nope. So I can still have children. I'm not interested in any more kids. I'm cool. Jamal just arrived in the chat room. What's up, Jamal? So he just got here. But so there's all types of ways, basically, we're talking about birth control, there's all types of ways to prevent pregnancy. But, you know, everybody is different, you know, everybody's body is different, and you can't assume just because a girl's on the pill that she can't get pregnant, because I am proof I got pregnant on the pill. You know what I'm saying? So everybody is definitely different. So the big question is, should men, you know, be allowed to just not be financially responsible for a child if a woman chooses to have that baby and he doesn't want to have anything to do with her or the baby?
Well, that is
what do you guys think in the chat room?
That's a major question. I would agree with that because, like, again, like, if they had the initial conversation and say, hey, if something happens out here, I'm not feeling the child, you know. You know we're taking a risk. You're messing around. Sometimes you didn't even go to the free clinic, but that's a whole other conversation. No, if you get pregnant, I don't want nothing to deal with it. But, again, how things are nowadays, she'll say okay, but she'll have the baby on you anyway. So.
Right, but you know, like, when you're talking about abortions and things like that, a lot of women feel like a man should have no say in that because the woman is the one carrying the baby for the next 9 months. It's her body and things like that. And, you know, having an abortion can put a lot on a woman. And some women, I know a girl, she had a lot of abortions, you know, like all through, I guess, high school and college. She had like four, maybe more than that. But now she wants to have children and she can't have kids. So she's thinking it's from all those abortions that she had.
Yeah, it takes a serious toll on your body. And you got chicks who think it's effective birth control. Yeah, it is, but it's not in a good way. But when you said the whole thing about, you know, it's my body, my choice, that's the hypocritical part of the argument. Because at one point, you didn't get pregnant by yourself. You know, you needed me or the crew to give you a seeds to get you pregnant. Now once you're pregnant, you're like, you don't want no one else to have anything to do with it. Now it's all on you. In some ways, I get that, but then again, like, why bother? I mean, again, like, if you want the baby that bad, even against him, his wishes, then you should, like, again, be a parent and take care of that responsibility. If that's what you want and he doesn't, that should be apparent. But then that's where you start having all these arguments that, no, you need to man up and step up. Like, and he told you in the beginning, I don't want anything to do with the child if you get knocked up or
right,
however that works out. So that's why I'm not understanding a lot of times of, well, you know, you're a dog or something like that. No, you chose to put your pussy out there like a Scooby snack. You can't call him a dog because you're looking bad. You look bad in the end when you say it. You just look bad.
Right, and a lot of dudes are chiming in the chat room. Let me read some of this stuff. Bill O'Nerd is saying ladies can't have it both ways. They want to go and sue for child support, claiming that they both made the kid, but then a lady wants to claim that when she's pregnant that the sole decision is on her.
Exactly.
So that makes a lot of sense. Devin is saying that everything from pregnancy to child support favors the woman's side. Men have little to no say in what happens. Jamal is saying, can abortions cause cancer? Haley is saying she had a friend that had a lot of abortions and made her sick. From what I'm hearing, abortion can cause cervical cancer in some people, but I'm not sure. They're still looking into that. And they're also saying that the fluids that are left in the body after the abortion, because it's not something that's natural. Like if you have a miscarriage, that's something natural. That's your body rejecting that fetus or whatever. So your body's going to know how to cleanse itself and things like that. When you have an abortion, being that that's something that's forced, your body doesn't always know how to react. And they're saying sometimes those fluids get left in the uterus. And those fluids that are left from the pregnancy can cause cancer or can cause you to be sterile and things like that. So, you know, it just depends. I don't know. I'm no doctor, but there's a lot of different theories and stuff like that. Devin says if a woman can walk around claiming that they're independent, then they can take the father off of child support. So it's a very touchy situation. You know, a lot of people have Sean is even saying that he's heard of motel abortions, and that's very true. I think they did that. Was that in Precious? Not Precious. For Colored Girls. When the girl went into the motel to have an abortion. That's very true. That's what a lot of people used to do back in the day before a lot of these Planned Parenthoods. Matter of fact, Louis Farrakhan speaks about how his mom tried to abort him because his mom and his brother's father, they were separated for a while. Then they ended up getting back together. And she went back to the guy that she was creeping with, and that ended up being Louis Farrakhan's father. So Louis Farrakhan's father was very, very light-skinned. His mom was dark-skinned. And her husband is dark-skinned, so she knew the baby was going to come out light and look nothing like the father. So she tried to put a hanger inside of her and try to abort Louis Farrakhan. And she thought she did, but she kept getting bigger and bigger, and she was unable to abort him. And so finally, she just ended up giving birth to him or whatever else, and her husband left her, and she ended up being a single parent. But, yeah, back in the day, people just used to stick hangers up there, you know, something hot, and try and pull out the baby, which is a scary thought, you know. But, you know, it's not for me to judge somebody on having an abortion or not having an abortion. To each his own. You know, I do understand sometimes things happen. Sometimes it's not the right moment to get pregnant or to have a child, especially if you're extremely young. But I don't agree with people using it as a form of birth control. You know, I can see one time, but when you're going in for your 7th, 8th, 9th abortion, I don't know. That's just kind of creepy. And I think, was that her name? I don't think it was Star. What's that other lady on The View, Sherry Shepherd? How she writes about all them abortions she had. And it's just like, certain things just keep to yourself. You know, it was just too much.
She should have been cool and just, like, you know, talk about that by the water cooler. But she said, like, yeah, I had all kind of abortion. Like, this chick right here. And there's some chicks who think like that. You know, it's cool. I need to go get me an abortion and hit the reset button. But there's collateral damage that comes from that. And sometimes you end up taking something else worse than what you went in for. Sometimes.
Right. But now a lot of women also, though, you got to think about it too, you know, sometimes it's because they're not ready to have a child, so they'll go that route. But then sometimes it's pressure from the guys too. Like, you know, I don't want a kid and you need to get rid of that kid. You'd better do what you got to do. Look at what happened to the chicken head on Love and Hip Hop, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
You know, she had an abortion on television. You know, so it's just, and I think a lot of that was because Stevie was pressuring her and their whole situation was just ratchet. But again, I think as adults, you have to be responsible. You know, there's certain things that I expect from, you know, from teenagers and really young people, I would say under the age of 20. But when you're in your 30s, especially like late 20s, early 30s, and you're dealing with shit that you were dealing with in high school, that to me is just kind of crazy. It's like if you're messing with the stripper and you know that that's not the type of woman that you can see yourself marrying, you need to take all precautions to not get that stripper pregnant. You know, and then if she does wind up pregnant, you got to step up. You can't go ahead and just slip something in her food or just have her take a pill.
No.
So there has to be some type of responsibility there.
There isn't. I mean, you have people playing the blame game. It's like, everything was cool when you was, like, tossing it up and, you know, he was all up in it. Then when reality kicks in, now it's like, well, you need a man up or you need a woman up. Y'all didn't have this conversation beforehand. Or if y'all did, y'all, it went through one ear and one out the other. You know, all about to get that nut.
Right. Jamal said, hold up, I'm trying to read these. There's so many things in here. Okay. Emily said, if right-to-lifers have it their way and ban abortion, there would be many women trying to use hangers and losing their lives. Yep, because those back alley abortions can kill you. You can get infections and everything else. Jamal is saying, talk about abortions out loud. This shit ain't wavy. Shake my head. Sean is saying, my aunt-in-law had 9 abortions because she didn't want bastard babies. Plus, she has a nerve to be an extreme church woman. What? How y'all be preaching one moment about the Lord and, you know, being a good Christian and, you know, being against premarital sex? I'm sure she was against premarital sex when it came to the kids. But yet, still, you had no problem having 9 abortions because you didn't want 9 bastard babies. How about using birth control? Even though it's not 100%, but, I mean, at least. Come on now, 9 abortions? Come on, son. That's a lot of babies.
Swallow.
I'm mad that she's an extreme church lady, though, and I'm mad that she caught the baby's bastard. What the hell?
Well, she didn't have no problem making
it. She's a joke of the family. That's ratchet.
Yeah.
That's ratchet. If you don't have 9 abortions because you don't want no bastard babies, how about after the first abortion you get married or you learn to swallow?
Some. Pearl necklace, something. Just fucking up.
No man's champ. I never heard no mess like that. That is crazy. So that's why we got somebody who's been on hold here for a while. Error code 323. I'm going to go ahead and let them on the air real quick. Error code 323, you're on the line with Tabletop with T. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, were they? I didn't know they. Hold on, I'm gonna try it again.
Three.
Hello.
Is there a 323 error code in this shit?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah.
What's good?
What is this?
Oh shit, man. You know, well, oh, no, this is Ronan's brother. This is Rogue.
What's up?
And
man?
I've been listening, and I've been. Oh,
got the
nothing,
family
man.
Calling in. What's going on? What you trying to ask the conversation,
and I've been
bro.
Listening. And I've been listening, you know what I'm saying? I, the only thing that I can say is responsibility is on both parties, you know what I mean? Period, point blank.
Mm.
You know, on both parties, you know what I mean? If a brother is going to sit up here and go up, and, you know, go up in a woman that's raw, I mean, go up in a woman raw, you know, he know that he can make a baby. So he needs to be responsible for that. Period, point blank.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. I got 5 kids. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Took care of all of them. You know, and they weren't by the same mother either, but I took care of all of my kids, you know. But me having 5 girls, I tell them all the time, hey, look, you know what, have some responsibility and accountability as far as you having children by a man, you know what I mean? I mean, just have some, you know, have some responsibility. I mean, you know, you had mentioned, hey, look, you know what, you got pregnant on the pill, and you got pregnant when you were consciously taking precautions to do the birth control and everything. You know what I mean? But it still falls on him too. You know what I mean? He knows what can happen when he messes with a woman raw.
Right.
You know, and that's all. And that's all I'm saying about it. I mean, it's totally ridiculous how. A lot of brothers, they're not taking responsibility for their actions in, you know, creating, you know, children. Me personally,
Do you think if a woman gets pregnant, let's say you're having a conversation, you know, with your girl, and you're telling her, okay, I have 5 kids, I don't want no more. I have 5, you have, you know, 3 kids, we don't want no more kids. So, if she gets pregnant, even though you guys had the conversation beforehand, and she's like, okay, well, I'm pregnant, I want to keep the baby, does a man have the right to say, you know what, I told you from jump, I didn't want a kid, I want to wash my hands of responsibility. You want the baby, you raise the baby. Because a lot of guys are saying that they want a law enacted where if a woman wants to keep the child, that's fine because it's her body, but then I should have the right to decide if I want to take care of that child or not. So where do you stand as far as that
goes? The man can do that only if he tried his best not to have any kids. You know what I mean? I mean, if he went ahead and he went inside of a woman raw, all right, that he knows what can happen.
Right.
Okay, so you know, all I'm saying is, hey, look, you know what? Whether you wanted it or not, the baby's here. So you gotta man up. You know what I mean? And that's
right.
The problem with a lot of these young men. They're not man. They're not manning up. And me having daughters, you know what I'm saying? I tell them all the time, hey, look, you know what? Please take precautions. If you don't want to have any kids, make sure you don't have any kids. All right? If you take all of the precautions in the world and you still have a baby, then that baby was just meant to be. All
right,
but please watch who you have kids. But please watch who you have kids with. You know, because there's too many unwed mothers out there that are having a whole bunch of kids, and they're not taking any precautions or anything like that. You know, they're not. You know, I mean, period, point blank. And the men aren't either. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, well, if you didn't want the baby, then why did you hit it raw?
Exactly.
I mean, like I said, I got five kids, and I meant to have all of them here, every single last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is. But you know, when it comes to guys and they're sitting there saying, well, you know, I don't want to take responsibility, and I didn't want to have any kids and all that stuff. Okay, then why'd you penetrate her raw, dude? Why'd you penetrate her raw? All right. Why did you ejaculate?
Well, you got a lot of people who say one thing and do another. You're right about that.
Exactamundo. Exactamundo. Like, why did you, there are things that you could have did, dog. You know, I tell brothers out all the time, I'm like, there are things that you could have did, dog. You know? And then you want to get mad at her because she don't want to have the baby? I mean, because she wants to have the baby? After you done impregnated her and stuff like that? Man up.
Sack.
It's just I mean, hey Ronan, man, I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? There's two parts to the story when it comes to making a child.
Yeah.
All right. There's two parts to a story. All right. And if the brother didn't want to have a baby in the first place and stuff like that. If she took precautions and if he took precautions and the baby is still there, then that's God-given right there, man. You know what I'm saying? All right? But you can't say, oh, I don't want to have no baby and stuff like that, but then you're going to go up again. You're going to go up in a woman raw. All right? Because every man knows what can happen. Every man knows what can happen when you go up inside a woman raw. Every man. I don't care who you are. All right, you know what happened.
It's a roll of the dice.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling in and, you know, with that great input. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, I mean, you know, you can't put it all on, you know what, I mean, like maybe because I have daughters, but you can't put it all on the female. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Right.
You can't.
No.
All right, and I'm just saying that. And brother, I just wanted to call, and sister, I just wanted to call to hit you guys up and stuff like that, right? And hey, you know.
Appreciate
right,
that,
well,
man.
I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, right? Y'all have a good one, okay?
You too.
Okay, thank you.
All right, brother. All right, brother.
All right, man.
That was Big Brother calling in with a lesson for all of us.
Well, yeah.
No, but he's right. I mean, it definitely takes two. Thomas is saying in the chat room that I agree a guy should be able to wash his hands of the responsibilities, but then again, the conversation with the kid as he gets older would suck.
Yeah.
The camera lady is saying that all these people are talking about hitting it raw, but they're talking about STDs. Jamal says he has a friend who has HIV and he be on some other shit. We're trying to figure out what the hell his homeboy's on. Please let us know, Jamal. So we were saying, Devin is saying that there's supposed to be a pill coming out for men, a birth control pill. So what do you think about that? Would you take a male birth control pill?
I have to read up on that, but still, I have to still take the proper caution. I'm not sure about some male birth control pill. I don't want to be rendered sterile like that way. I'd rather get snipped than that other shit.
But I think if there was a male birth control pill, I think that would definitely work wonders for a lot of dudes. A lot of guys would be happy about that because now they can just basically free fuck and not worry about, you know, impregnating anybody, you know, with a male pill.
But here's the thing, though. It's like, okay, while you're going all free and like, well, I ain't got to worry about making no babies, there's some stuff out there that once you catch it, you can't get rid of it. You carry it around your life like luggage. You know, you either get incurable disease or they got this super gonorrhea that fucking it'll eat up antibiotics like Tic Tacs. It won't do nothing. You're just stuck with it, with the drip. So, I mean, we need to do an STD show. I mean, like, people are going to be disgusted possibly, but still, there's stuff out there that people need to know because you'd be surprised when you tell a person, you know, hey, I got my test results from the free clinic and you got the gasp of horror like they ain't never been there or don't know what you're talking about, you know, when you ask them to go.
Right.
You know, so there's just some things that need to be known, you know, sex. Often,
that's going to go for both ends because even with men and women, you know, even with women, you know, you got to think about it. Even if you are on the pill, that is not a form of, you know, protection from HIV or from, you know, STDs. It's just a form of birth control. So you still have to protect yourself because, you know, and that's the scary part is, you know, all these people end up pregnant. Well, how did you end up pregnant? Either the condom broke or you weren't even using a condom. You know, so, and it's crazy. Like, look, even like with Lil Wayne's situation, he's not the only one. He had two babies. You know, that were doing the same month. So he was having sex with multiple women using no condom.
Yeah.
And the women were allowing it. You know, so you can't put everything on him. They were cool with it as well.
Well, I wouldn't even say all the time, you know, guys go raw because I've had it where a woman tried to sabotage my condoms. Like, I caught her, like, with her back to the door, poking holes in them through the, you know, through the wrapper. So then when I turned the lights out, I switched condoms. I slid that one she had on the dresser on the floor into the trash can. I had mine on and put that on. And I knew she was pissed off about something because she was expecting to be pregnant and she wasn't. So you got to be careful with that. Even if you use proper protection, you got some people who sabotage condoms. So I would advise, fellas, if you got one of these turkey baster chicks, that's why I carry a bottle of horseradish shelf. But we'll talk about that on another show.
Horseradish, Villainer said the myth about that's a myth about putting holes in condoms. Jamal said don't forget the turkey baster. And then they're talking about the blue waffle thing.
Fuck that waffle. But there's no myth.
Always flush the condom when you're done. I did not flush the flush condoms because you can mess up the plumbing. Because my homegirl did that when she was like 15, and that is how her mama found out she was having sex. Her and her boyfriend got to flush down the condom, and the damn drain or whatever, the toilet backed up. And they had to call a plumber, and they found the condom.
Well,
she got in trouble.
That was meant to be found, but it's no myth about chicks putting holes in condoms. Because, again, I've seen it. Like, you can see, like, if you really look at the condom, depending on the color and the angle of the light, you can see, like, there's miniature holes being put in there. So it's not no myth. It happens. It happened to me. And I almost...
And you know what, though? Right. And guys always talk about girls being sneaky and poking holes in their condoms. I think some dudes are trying to get girls pregnant on purpose.
They do. There's some guys like, you don't have...
Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Some dudes are trying to get girls pregnant on purpose for real. Like, they want you to be their baby's mother or, you know, whatever. And they be trying to get girls pregnant on purpose. Yeah. Like, they'll do stuff to the condoms, too, or they'll take out the condoms. Uh-huh. I've heard stories. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Sure have.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're going to have my baby. Ugh. And there you are. So, yeah, there's some people on both genders that have some real ill intentions. They're not thinking about your best interest, they're thinking about theirs. So you start, when you have an arena like sex, you start seeing what really people are really on, what they're really about. You give them a chance.
Right. Yeah, people are crazy. Thomas is saying everybody's trying to trap everybody nowadays. Yep, everybody's looking for that check. They're looking for a check. It's something. It's crazy, but people are.
Yeah.
But Leonard is saying that he uses blow-up dolls in porno. Well, speaking of porn, okay, let me tell you another story, right?
Let's get it.
So we're talking about sex. So what happened was one of my friends I grew up with, like, we knew each other when we was, like, real little. So, you know, she was a real young mom. She had a son of, like, 17. Yeah, story time. Come on, get it out, kid. Thomas is a mess. Okay, so peep this, and I want to know y'all's reaction. She might be listening, but oh well, girl. So she called me the other day. You know, I was sitting distraught. So she said she went into her son's room because, you know, he was playing the Xbox and stuff like that. So she said she was going through his Xbox. You know, just being nosy because he is 11 now. So he's 11. She has an older son, too, but he's the oldest right now. He's 11. So she went into his room, and she had turned on his Xbox. So he had been on Xbox, like, all night, and he was, like, really into the game. So she said she just wanted to go on and just, you know, just check some things, see if he was talking to anybody online. You know, just being nosy. You know, that's what mamas do. So she said she goes into his Xbox, and he has all these, like, videos, but everything has, like, a lock on it, like a, you know, like a lock. And so there were certain videos that were open, but then there were other videos that were locked. So she was like, well, what the hell? And he ain't but 11, so you know what 11-year-old's password is, their birthday. So she puts in his birthday, and all the videos come unlocked, and everything is straight up porn. Porn. Hardcore porn. White girls with tight coochies and big black dicks. And, I mean, she was like, she called me. She was like, I don't know what to do. I didn't even know that, you know, he would know anything about porn. It's like she was so upset. So now I'm getting mad, like, damn, I need to go check my son, as well, I see what he on. You know, but they live in a whole other state or whatever. So I said, you got to talk to him first and foremost, because if he's watching hardcore porn like that, he needs to realize that, you know, it's an interracial face. It's an interracial facial sex. I was talking about, she was reading me the names of the porn. I mean, it was like some hardcore stuff. And she was like, I don't know if he's attracted to white girls. It's all white girl porn. And it wasn't no animals in there like that. It was just strictly adult porn, interracial porn, but it was hardcore. Like, you know, anal sex, crazy stuff that you would not think an 11-year-old would know nothing about. So she starts calling, like, you know, like all the big homies and, you know, her homeboys. And they're like, well, you know, he's a little kid, and there's no, that's just like when we were younger, we didn't really have porn. We had, like, you know, magazines like Playboy, Hustler. And I'm talking, that's not the same thing. You know, it's one thing to run across a Hustler magazine, so now you're going to be watching hardcore, you know, porn and being 11. I mean, you need to talk to him because obviously he's curious about sex. You know, you need to find out where the hell he found this porn and how he was able to download it, because she didn't know that basically they could go online on the Xbox. So I said, well, you know, they can go online with the DS. They can go online with their, you know, PS3, you know, little handheld PS. I was like, they can go online with a lot of different stuff, not just their phone, because he don't have a phone. So she's like, she didn't know all that stuff could go online. She's like, you know, I'm not technical at all. So I said, well, you need to talk to him and find out how he, you know, where he's getting this porn from and why he's watching it. So she finally talks to him, y'all, and guess what he said? Come on, everybody, third time. Guess what he said? So he tells her, you know, she was kind of upset. So she was like, how do you know about this porn? You know, like, where are you finding this porn? He said at the playground, everyone has a camera phone, and that's all they do is sit around and watch porn. And these are 11, 12, and 13-year-olds. They are getting porn off of the Internet. They're watching YouPorn and everything else. They're passing porn. They're downloading it to their phones. And then they're sending it to each other in emails. He said that's all they do at school. And he goes to school in another state. He's down south. I'm going to just say he's down south. So they are, like, they're all watching porn now on the playground. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but this is what little boys and girls are doing now. They're watching porn on the playgrounds with their phones, with their touches, whatever has, like, the Internet on their devices. A lot of little kids are watching that now. Yep, they're slinging porn in elementary school. So she was shook. You know, camera lady said, I knew it was his friends, damn hood boogers, yep. Because he didn't know nothing about porn, you know, until other little boys at the playground were showing them. And, you know, being little kids, they just, you know, they're curious. And he said he just started, they would email him the porn, and he just started downloading it onto his Xbox. So she made him delete it, and she, you know, had a long conversation with him and let him know that that's not the same as having sex with a girl that you love. Like, you know, they don't love each other in those pornos. It's just for adults. You know, she broke it down to him and stuff like that. Like I told her, you can't whoop his ass for that. You know, he doesn't know. You know, he's 11. He's curious. You need to let him know. You need to just talk to him. Because he's obviously curious about not only his body, but the female body. But you need to let him realize that that's not how sex goes. You don't want him thinking that when he, you know, gets older and he decides to have sex, that he's supposed to, you know, go straight for anal or something crazy like that. So she had a whole conversation with him. But the whole thing is just, it's crazy how much kids are being exposed to sex and we don't even realize it. Like, we don't.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're thinking, oh, well, I don't watch porn in front of my kids, that don't mean shit, because now they're passing at the playground.
Mm-hmm.
At the playground, you know. Remember that song by ABC, Playground?
Yeah,
that's where I met this shorty. On the monkey bars.
You might want to check the monkey bars.
Yep, it's crazy.
It's real out here. You got to talk to your kids because the internet is making everything available now. Everything.
It is.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Y'all, if I can open the chat room.
I don't mean to laugh.
Sean said someone should explain that shit to my dad.
Yeah, but that's how I found out about things. I found his secret stash of porn in the attic. And, yeah, he knew what was going on when I was wanting to hang around up there. I'm like, man, this nigga right here. Like, I mean, hey, you know, you start seeing things you never thought you'd seen before, and you start feeling funny things in funny places, start getting curious.
And I think, too, a lot of kids are going through puberty earlier, too, you know. Because he's only 11, but he's like 5'9". So he doesn't look 11. He's tall. And he's only 11. I mean, he's like 5'9". He looks like he's about 16. But he's a baby. You know, he's an 11-year-old. He's just really tall. So it's like, you know, a lot of kids are, you know, they're getting older, and you figure they're bombarded so much with sex. You know, just even on television and, you know, reality shows and, you know, what a woman's body should look like. You know, because sometimes you even hear little boys, you know, clown the little girls who just have a natural little shape, you know, like just like a regular shape for a little girl. And they'll, you know, they'll make fun of them like, oh, her body doesn't look like, you know, Lauren London or Drea or, you know, Beyonce. But they're not realizing that, you know, people come in different shapes and sizes, but that's what they're being fed, that a woman should, you know, look a particular way, you know, big boobs, small waist, big ass. And then when a girl is more shaped up and down, they see something wrong with that. And it's just another different form. Yeah, he's 5'9". He's very tall for an 11-year-old.
They're watching them teachers.
Mm-hmm. That too. Yep, it's crazy, you know, but it is. It's like a lot of stuff that's out here that kids are being exposed to. But I just wanted to tell that story just in case you guys have young kids who are between the ages of 11 and 13. Don't think because you hide your porn or you only log on to YouPorn and watch it. They're watching that stuff. And, you know, these kids know about it, and they're checking it out, and they're curious, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it made me have a conversation with my child. Like, are you guys
see
into porn?
You have
real,
to
like
see
you gotta ask your kids
what they're doing.
Stuff.
If they say they're upstairs doing their homework, it's a good time to go check their homework because that could mean a whole
you gotta
lot
go
of
busting on them. They door shut too long, busting in that door.
You know what, T? I was gonna say something fucked up, but I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Keep it to yourself, bro. Keep it to yourself. So now let's get on to the topic, right? We got people posting. Okay, I just clicked on the link. He's sitting here posting extreme masturbators.
Whoa.
I can't
let
it, y'all. It's all plastic. I didn't even know this site existed. Y'all are some freaks. They have life-size masturbators. Okay. Clicking off.
Bang, bang.
But, okay, that girl who had the her brother come and beat up that rapper, her baby daddy. Remember I did the video about that? Okay,
get
we were talking about that earlier. So what did you think about that whole situation? Was she in the wrong for doing that?
She was in the wrong because that wasn't the first time she got her ass beat like that. I mean, again, she was with that dude. And for someone to sit there and like take a beating like that and still be the person, that says a lot about that person. But that dude got fucked up. Every time he was on the verge of being knocked out, dude woke him back up just to beat the shit out of him. It was a five minute ass whooping. It was tragic, but yeah, I don't condone the fact that he went out there and beat on her like that at his friend's house. But still, this wasn't her first time. It was not her first time getting beat.
Right.
Because she was like getting in there, and I think she mentioned it to where he beat on her before, and she was in there kicking and stomping on him while he's already getting fucked up. She was on that ratchet shit. Because again, like the thing about situations like that, and I've been including a few of them, is like they will try to get you to protect them from this person. But these would be the same motherfuckers that go bail them out either the same night or another night and still be with these people.
Right.
So there's no point in it.
You know, like I said, I felt like she set her brother up for the okie doke. You know, I don't see it ending well just for the fact that, you know, the video went viral. The boy is embarrassed all over the internet. You know, he's supposed to be an up-and-coming rapper. And the first thing he wants to holler out was, get the heat. Get the heat. It's like, you're killing somebody because you're getting your ass whooped. And it just shows you how weak some of these guys are out here. They can't even take an ass whooping. Get up and fight. You can fight her, you can fight him. What's the difference? Oh, because he's just as strong as you, now you want to go grab a gun. And I don't think it was her first time at all. And I think she knew the type of dude she was with. He was a fake-ass thug, wannabe hardcore, gangster rapper, whatever. And she still chose to, you know, turn around and have a baby by him.
Yeah.
So she knew what he was about. She knew, you know, she was about that life. She knew what was going on with that whole situation. You know, I'm not saying she deserves to get hands put on her because no woman or anybody deserves to get their hands put on them. But I just don't believe that was the first time that he ever hit her. And then for her to, you know that he's a spousal abuser and that he puts his hands on her and then she goes and gets pregnant by him says a lot. And then for them to do all that in front of that baby was sad because you could hear the baby the whole time in the background crying and screaming. No one paid the baby any attention. How do you have the uncle beat up the father of the child in front of the child? And then what's so crazy, if you guys didn't peek, somebody had brought it to my attention on YouTube. I forgot who wrote the comment. If you guys noticed when he came into the house, dude had no idea who the dude was. He was like, who are you? He's like, man, I'm her brother. So how do you got a baby with somebody you don't even know who the hell her family is?
That shows
you a lot
of blocking
right
there. Yeah.
That's her baby's father,
blocking.
But the baby's father didn't even have any idea. He didn't even know that was the uncle. So that says a lot right there.
That's what I said. Like, the whole thing.
People just having kids and bringing them to crazy situations.
It was not her first time. She'd been beat on before, and she set that dude up. And then there it was.
Right.
House is foul.
The whole situation was just ratchet.
That's how they get down.
And so Lacey's saying that what got her is that the baby was crying and nobody was paying attention. And that's very true. It's like nobody cared that baby was there witnessing that. You know, the baby was real upset, and I felt bad. I'm just like, you know, how are you sitting here doing all this in front of this child? The house is dirty and everything else. And it's one thing to ask for your brothers, you know, to come in and help out with a situation, but I think you also got to be smart with it because you don't want your brother getting shot or getting hurt behind some nonsense. You know, and if the police ever do decide to follow through with that tape, everybody going to jail, including her, because she filmed it. It was an assault situation, then she uploaded it on the internet. I think if he come over there to go fight him and she wouldn't have posted online, nobody would have known about it. It would have been whatever. But I think when she posted it online is where she messed up and where she put her brother at risk. Because now that dude has to protect his reputation, and he's going to try and protect it by any means necessary.
He's going to likely shoot that dude because, again, his hands are horrible. And, you know, he didn't even worry about trying to fight. He's, like, telling his friend to go get the heat. Several times. So he wasn't even looking to fight. He's looking to kill that dude for getting his ass beat. So, and that's the sad part. you got a lot of guys nowadays who say they're gangsters, but then when it comes to one-on-one, they don't know how to – their knuckle game is terrible. But when they got a bunch of their boys out there, they'll jump on you and lay a few stomps, and they'll be the first one to say, remember that ass whooping. Bullshit.
Right. Hmm.
Okay. I'll never understand it. Personally, I'll never understand it.
Right. Thomas is saying that that's child neglect on her part.
Sarah
Lady is saying that people make a huge mistake by posting shit online. I'm just trying to get some type of notoriety. And that's very true. You do have a lot of people with that mentality. It doesn't matter what it is. They're going to post it. They're going to send it to website hip-hop just to get their 15 seconds of fame.
Mm-hmm. They don't care.
Live in such an attention-whoring society. That's what people do nowadays.
Well, that's what we talked about before the show. It's like it's a bitch-made society now. You got chicks who will sit there and shake their ass and embarrass themselves and their families all for attention. And you got these dudes who will do some ratchet-ass shit, fight each other, you know, just do all kind of ignorant stuff just to sit there and say, world star, yeah, that's me, you know, for a bunch of hits or likes. You know, it's embarrassing. Outright embarrassing.
Right. You know, it's crazy because, looks like Shaquana just said in the chat room, you know, like twerking. And then they get the attention for it. Look at the twerking lady. Lady was twerking in Walmart, twerking on every damn thing. They were talking about her on Bravo, you know, with the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So it's like she's become famous off of this. And then we get mad that children are looking at this and thinking, you know, to emulate that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's definitely crazy. And it's like a lot of people are just going to try and find their attention anywhere that they can find it. You know, they don't care. They don't care about the situation. And if they can get that 15 minutes, it's like kind of like a rush. Just like with celebrities, you know, it's a rush for them.
Yeah. But at what cost? Because now...
Right.
You know what I mean? Now that they said they got jobs looking at people's things on Facebook and everything online, when that comes up, and it does, that's a subject, you know, you're going to have to deal with. So they don't take any of the stuff, the repercussions that come from this into consideration. So...
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just the whole thing is about, not only is it a lack of... conflict resolution, but you know, the same people who say don't judge me, it's the same motherfuckers that don't lose a lick of judgment. Judgment is a survival mechanism. You have to make decisions. You know, I mean, you got choices made in front of you, and you have to make either the right decision or the wrong decision and get the consequences that follows. It's condemnation that you should always fight against and avoid, but to be held accountable or to, like, you know, have people judge you for what you do, that comes with the territory. Period.
Right.
You
like you said, people don't want to be judged because they don't want to be held accountable. They don't want to look in that mirror. So it's either to just say, don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't judge me. Well, people can and people do. People judge all the time. That's like the stupidest saying. You can't judge me. You can't judge them. That's life. We get judged good or bad. People judge you on a daily basis from the way you speak to the way you talk to the way you dress. People are always judging people. So what are you going to put out there for people to judge?
But look what happened. The same thing happened to you. It's like you had that dude talking about you wanting, you should be orally raped for you speaking on, you know, Lil Wayne or whatever like that. That dude, like, that would even judge. It wasn't just beyond judgment. That was condemning you for you speaking on something that was fucked up. So,
right.
Again,
typical
you put that
boy.
Back on him. Yeah, when you put that on him, he didn't appreciate that, so he decided he wanted to write a 4-page letter 3 times, put all that hard work for you to sit there, either dismiss it or delete it. Bitch ass.
Right. No, I ain't getting deleted. That's in my file. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I keep track of all bullshit emails and threats. Sure do. I don't play that bullshit at all. So if we need to find IP addresses, we sure will. I don't do the fuckboy thing. I can't stand a fuckboy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the next video, if I do decide to do a video, it will be entitled Fuckboy. What is a fuckboy? Because you got a lot of them out here. You got a lot of them out here. They get up on that shit. They want to sit there and harass people, especially black women, you know, so quick to come and say, you know, black women this, black women that. You got a lot of damn fuckboys out here. And it's just a shame. And you got girls, too. you know, and it's like you said, people love to say what the fuck they want to say, and everybody's cool with an opinion as long as you agree with them. But as soon as your opinion differs from what they believe, then all of a sudden you're not shit, and it shouldn't go that way. It's just simply an opinion. But when you think you can threaten somebody or, you know, say all types of, you know, ratchet shit just to get your point across, then I got to give you the side eye.
Yeah,
yeah, he was a Lil Wayne dick rider. Dick rider, and if he got Lil Wayne, you know, ding ding, so damn far down his throat, it's ridiculous. Because
well,
I don't know who will ride that hard for Lil Wayne, and you're not getting paid.
You'd be surprised. There's so many people who will toss his salad freely just to say they done it.
That's a shame.
That's what we deal with. So, hey, we can only do what we can do.
So now, what do y'all think about that whole situation with the girl whose hair was burnt, the little girl in Chicago? Bill and Nerd said, T got gooned. The girl in Chicago, her hair got burnt by some haters. And I said in my video that I know for a fact it was probably some damn bald-headed bitches. Mm-hmm. And a few people got offended. Most likely they were bald-headed than themselves. I don't know. I didn't say they were bald-headed, dark-skinned girls. I don't know why. And I hate the fact that, you know, a lot of people did agree that most likely was a bald-headed person. But then you always have those fucking dudes who come on there who hate black women any damn way, who swept them down that it had to be a bald-headed, dark-skinned chick, a bald-headed, dark, ugly chick. And it's like, so only dark-skinned women can be bald-headed? Because I've seen bald-headed women in all fucking races, shapes, and colors. You know, but when you say a bald-headed chick, of course we're not talking about somebody who chooses to wear their hair short. You're talking about the girl who is struggling to pull her hair back in a damn ponytail. She got a fucking smile to keep her hair in a ponytail. And if she doesn't smile, the damn rubber band going to go flying.
like every time she tries to do something for her hair, you can see the stress. You can see the struggle in her upkeep. Like, that little ponytail that's just barely got a few stray hairs hanging off there with that little small rubber band. That type of shit.
Right, she's mad at the world. And we've all experienced chicks like this. That's why I understand the two bitches who are mad. How do you know why they got to be bald-headed? You don't know if they're bald-headed? Everybody done had an experience with a bald-headed chick. Quit acting new.
Yeah.
Everybody done had an experience with a bald-headed-ass chick. Angry and mad for no damn reason just because her hair won't grow.
Bald-headed,
remember bald-headed chick in my damn fifth grade class? She stayed harassing one of my friends. Now, I had decent length hair. My hair wasn't as long as it has been now since I've been older. But I think the longest it was when I was a kid, probably like shoulder length hair. But my one friend, she was black and Mexican. That was like one of my bestest friends growing up. Real pretty girl. Really, really pretty. And she had hair to like the middle of her back. And it was always the bald-headed chick stayed fucking with her. Pulling her hair, saying it's not real, messing with her. And that was my girl. Why won't y'all leave her alone? Y'all just mad because you ain't got no hair. We had girls like that in our neighborhood that we grew up in. I went to schools with girls like that who get mad if anybody has hair that's healthy or longer than theirs. And this is not just reserved for light-skinned girls. It's not just light-skinned girls who are, you know, oh, light-skinned, long hair. Hell nah. You could have been dark-skinned with long, healthy hair. They were going to mess with you. I don't know what it is about women. I don't know what it is about young girls and hair, but it's something about that. And I see that, too, even, like, with my boyfriend's daughter, you know, it's like she goes through her issues with her hair. Like, right now she's natural because her mom really didn't know how to take care of her hair or whatever. So she's natural right now. And I know her cousins, you know, they all, you know, they have long hair or whatever, some of them. But I think the one is permed and the other one is not. And you just see, like, just, like, the struggles that these little girls go through with the whole hair thing. And it's just, like, you know, there's just so much more to life.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like they just get, you know, they get bothered because their hair is not a certain length. Their hair is not a certain texture. And I try and reiterate to her all the time that it is not about your hair. You know what I'm saying? As long as it's healthy, as long as it looks good, you don't have no chemicals in your hair right now, your hair is natural. And I'm helping her learn to take care of her hair, and I'm helping her learn to regrow her hair. You know, just the fact that somebody who was taking care of her, they didn't know what she was doing, what they were doing. So I'm helping her, you know, turn her hair around. And it's sad, you know, because so many girls put so much emphasis on their hair, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, it shouldn't be that way at all.
No.
So where do you think this comes from with this whole situation with hair and a girl getting so jealous that she would sit there and burn another girl's hair? I mean, it's crazy.
Jealousy, not being told, you know, how beautiful she is or how much she's worth. Dealing with just basically, like, having to deal with issues of not getting attention like other, you know, girls or other people getting. So all that building up, this is what you get. Or you have the ones who are miserable, too, you know. You know, it seems like the ball-headed chicks, you know, the hair look like a, you know, wet tennis ball. They get together and start plotting against chicks who got their, you know, hair naturally together or however they got it. I mean, it's just like you can only do so much to people with envy. You can only do so much. So if you don't tell a person that they're about something or they're worth it, or they don't know it for themselves, this is what you get. They're going to take out their insecurity and frustration on everybody else that doesn't look like them or makes them feel a certain way.
Right, and I think that makes the main difference, you know, because even, you know, we have to, like, restyle her hair and, you know, really work with it. Her father has always reiterated to her that she's a beautiful girl, you know, regardless if her hair is as long as it was when it was younger. Because, you know, if you perm your hair and don't take care of it, it can start to break off. So that's basically what happened. So now she's starting fresh. But like I said, her father has always reiterated to her that she's a beautiful girl and her hair is not her worth. So she has no insecurities with her hair. You know, she'll wear her hair in a little afro, you know, trying to mimic me and stuff. I'm like, you're trying to be like me. You know, so she'll wear a little afro out and stuff like that, and she's just an adorable little girl, and she has no issues with that at all. You know, but you have a lot of girls who don't get that. They don't hear that from their fathers. They don't hear that from their mothers. And then some of the mothers are even worse because they'll, in return, you know, go in on their own daughters and make them feel like shit because their hair is not long enough. Of their hair texture and things like that, then I think it really starts in the home. And Camera Lady's saying that society makes women think that their womanness or their, you know, girliness or their worth is tied to their hair.
No, it isn't.
And I really definitely believe that.
It isn't. I mean, it's like I understand why a lot of women go through self-esteem issues because their hair doesn't look a certain way, or if they get a was it the mastectomy to where they have their breasts removed, they feel less than a woman. But it's all about who your character is and what you do. That's what makes you a woman.
Right.
But it's going
to
take a lot more.
And you don't even need to realize, teasing somebody is not going to make your hair grow.
No.
I mean, like, I don't understand that bullying somebody is not going to, you know, you're not going to go from being bald-headed to having tail-length hair because you bullied the shit out of the girl with the long hair. The only thing that's going to make your hair grow is for you to start taking care of your hair and, you know, doing what you got to do for your own hair. So it's just like, you know, making somebody else's life miserable, yeah, it might be funny for that quick moment, but what does that do to make your situation change? Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we got to talk to a lot of our young girls, you know, and just let them know that, you know, their self-worth is not in their hair. You know, there's more to it than that. And that part that scared me with that situation, you know, that's why I kind of went as hard as I did when I was saying, you know, these fucking bald-headed scallywags. That shit pissed me off because that could have been anybody's child. And for somebody to take a lighter to somebody's hair and scalp, that ain't no joke. I know people who have been burnt. I knew a girl who was burnt in a house fire. And she has so many scars on her face, on her head. She has, you know, places in her head, third-degree burns where her hair can't grow, her hands deformed because she was in a crib when the fire started and they weren't able to get her out of the crib in time. They were able to, firefighters were able to save her, but everybody else was, you know, got out the house. And she suffers from burns. And that was something that she couldn't control. She was a baby at the time, and she got teased, you know, growing up and stuff like that. But to think that a child would be that devious to take a lighter to somebody's head and not know if that person has hairspray in their hair, something flammable, her whole head could have went up in a blaze like this. And that's what really pissed me off with that story, that there was so much room for error. You know, they're thinking they're being funny, but they really could have burnt that girl. That girl could have died. had that fire not been put out in time. And I think for the school to ignore it and try and brush it under the rug, it was wrong. And I don't think anybody should ever think that it's okay not only to put their hands on somebody, but to go at somebody with a lighter. That's some devious shit. That's where you're really purposely trying to hurt somebody. When you're trying to burn them alive, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. Not that serious. It ain't that serious.
Camera lady's saying that, yes, one lady I met kept calling her kind of ugly so that she wouldn't be full of herself when she grows up. Shaquana is saying third-degree burns. A lot of kids are always living for now. Sean is saying hair stuff is extremely flammable. Camera lady is saying that hair burns very quickly and easily. Sean said, look at Michael Jackson. Amen. Perfect example. That damn Jerry Curl juice went right up in flames. Oh,
yeah.
We have 4 minutes left. Time is flying by fast. Yep, we're down to 4 minutes. So, I mean, that's the thing. We do. We have to teach our kids that they have to love themselves. You know, for a woman to tell her daughter, you know, I'm going to keep calling my daughter ugly so she won't be full of herself, that's insane. All she's doing is bringing that girl's self-esteem down. So then when a boy finally does tell her that she's beautiful or thinks that she's cute, she's not going to have enough self-esteem and self-worth to be able to differentiate on if the boy really likes her or if he's just trying to sleep with her. And she's going to be looking for men to validate her for the rest of her life, thanks to her mother.
That's back ass words right there. Why would you,
as
why
hell.
Would you do that?
But see, the mother probably ain't got no self-esteem about herself.
Well, there's a lot. You know, there's cases of that happens, so that kind of fucked up. But
right.
On your chest.
Okay,
your,
I'm going to need Villanor. The Villanor said... A bald chick, that's that shit I don't like, bang, bang. Okay, Chief Case. You know he was arrested. He's in jail in Atlanta. He might have got out by now. He got arrested over the weekend.
Oh, Lord.
Camera lady says she's a hood booger and her daughter is biracial. How did I guess it? I was thinking that in my head, too. She doesn't want her to be full of herself because her daughter is biracial and she's probably, you know, full black. So, that's crazy. So you don't want her to be full of herself, but who's to say that she's all that? How about just telling her to love herself? That's
insane. Some parents should not be parents. And this is one of these examples.
Right. It's probably jealousy. Yep, and she says she's a beautiful girl. She's jealous of her daughter. That's all that is. So she sees the compliments that her daughter probably gets because she's a pretty girl. Daughter probably got long hair. And those are compliments that she didn't receive out, so she's taking it on her daughter. You have a lot of self-hating parents out here, too.
Yeah.
And Salacy says some parents don't know how to love themselves.
Well, self-hatred is starting to become a gene nowadays, given how they pass on their children. And, you know, tell them, like, you know, since I ain't shit, you ain't shit. And kids actually start believing that.
Right. Right. You have a lot of parents out here who just, you know, because they're not on nothing, because their life is miserable. I know a woman who had 7 kids by 7 different people, and now her 15-year-old daughter is pregnant, and she's cool with it. She's like, well, you know, things happen. No, bitch, that's because you're miserable. And you put yourself in a horrible situation. And, of course, you're not upset about your 15-year-old being pregnant because you don't want her doing better than what you did. And that's sad. That's sad because you should want your child to do better than you and not to repeat your mistakes. But, you know, that's just more food stamps and, you know, cash assistance going into their household. So, whatever.
It's all that matters.
It's going to be real interesting to see what happens when welfare gets cut off.
Oh, it's going to be all
for
right
for certain
now,
people, not for the people who need it, but for people who are just mooching on it, who don't need it. It's going to be very interesting.
They're going to lose their damn mind.
Right. So we're down to 60 seconds, you guys. This was a really, really good show. I want to thank everybody who came out. Bill and Orr said he got his Louisiana purchase card. Somebody give me one. Shit. I would like some food stamps. Anyway, we're down to 30 seconds, so thank you guys so much for joining in. And we will be doing our gift card giveaway is coming up soon. What we say, the second week of June, right, Ronan?
Yes.
Okay, we're waiting for payday, you guys. That's what the big deal is. So we get paid around June 15th. We're going to get the gift cards and the gifts, and we'll be doing the giveaway around then. So you guys, make sure you guys stay tuning in. So we're down to 10 seconds. Any last words?
Ball head hoes, get your shit together.
Bye.